Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week we are hanging out at the SciTech Discovery Center doing a little construction and hearing what they've got coming up for 2017. All right, everybody, welcome back and welcome to 2017. It's hard to believe it's already here. This episode of the Frisco Podcast is brought to you by Stan's Main Street. If you're out and about this weekend, they should be at the top of your mind of places to stop in and have a bite to eat. It's a very family-friendly environment. They've got great burgers. They got live music going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Just a good place to go hang out, catch a bite to eat in the middle of the day, maybe at dinner time if you don't feel like cooking. Stop in, tell them we said hi. Now, let's get into the episode with the SciTech Discovery Center. All right, welcome to the Frisco Podcast. We are back at the SciTech Discovery Center hanging out with Bob Gilkison, and we thought it'd be fun to start off 2017 by talking about all of, or maybe not all, but many of the things that are coming up at the SciTech Discovery Center this year. This place has been such a part of Frisco for so long now, and it's such a unique resource that we have in the city that we're excited to see more happening and more going on, and you guys continue to bring great programs.
Yeah, I think it's well said, because we got a lot of things that we're looking forward to. We've got all kinds of neat things. We, first and foremost, the thing that's pressing right now is this coming weekend, we're hosting the Scottish Rite Hospital, and they're doing a special event here, and we're facilitating it. Help me out, Nellie. It's called the Sports Injury Prevention.
Science and Injury there Prevention Weekend.
Thank you, Nellie. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. So anyway, but what's really cool about that is we're going to have some physicians come in and do some talks. And it's kind of based on educating folks on the science of sport, as well as how to kind of prevent yourself from being injured when doing sports. And as we know here in North Texas, there's lots of kids involved in sports and football, basketball, you know, soccer. And so we're going to be learning about how to prevent injuries and what to do in the case of injuries. We're going to be talking about concussions, which is a big topic mm-hmm. among football. So we're going to kind of do some experiments related to that and what you can expect with a concussion. So it's going to be really a fun event. And that's both Saturday and Sunday this weekend, the 7th and the 8th, I believe.
Is that just this weekend?
That is just this
weekend.
Okay,
and do you know how many sessions there are in that?
There are things throughout the day, different events, such as the concussion. We're going to, you know, simulate a concussion with an egg, drop an egg on the floor and see if we can protect the egg.
Glad to hear you say you're doing that with an egg. I was worried for a minute when you started down that path.
Some people call their heads eggs, but yeah. And then we're going to be talking about, you know, how the brain can be injured and what kind of effects, neurological effects there are. So we'll do some experience with that and how it affects your senses. But throughout the day, all day, there are different events and some repeat throughout the day. So we're going to be doing some fun things with the science of sports, with liquid nitrogen, which is super cool, literally.
No pun intended.
Exactly. It's less than, I think it's like minus 370 degrees Fahrenheit. It is really cold. So we're also going to be doing stuff about, we're going to use an Angry Birds, the game that was such a rage a few years ago. We have a launcher, a real live Angry Birds launcher. We're going to be talking about the science of trajectory and force and motion when it comes to sports and things like that. So then there'll be stuff on how to train and increase your lung capacity and reaction time. So there's a lot of fun things. And it's not just nerdy technical stuff, but there's actual fun involved here.
Well, it sounds like there's more to it than just lecture as well. You're actually going to be doing some demonstrations.
Definitely.
And some fairly hands-on types of things too.
I would say it's more that than lecture, for sure. It's definitely something for the whole family. Kids can participate. Adults can learn from it as well. There's, you know, things, demonstrations, and very interactive. So, yeah, definitely worth checking out. And Scottish Rite, what a great partner they are, too. You know, they're putting in a new facility down the road here very close, and they're looking to become a big partner within the community. And so this is a great way to kind of get to know those folks and
Absolutely.
Learn about it.
We're excited to have the Scottish Rite come into Frisco.
Oh, no kidding.
Unfortunately, I don't think we know quite yet when they're opening up, but hopefully sooner than later, if they're starting to get involved, you know, hopefully it makes it feel like it's imminent for sure. Right. Now, you guys may be hearing some noise in the background right now, yes. If you're listening to this. So we are actually recording this at the SciTech Discovery Center, where they're currently bringing down some of the old exhibits and getting ready to put up some new stuff.
Exactly.
So if you haven't been in a while, there's going to be some new things to look at, but
that's right.
You'll have to pardon our background noise while
we apologize. Yeah,
working through this.
This is the first week of the year. It's kind of a slow time for us from a guest point of view, so it's a perfect opportunity for us to switch exhibits, and we're saying goodbye to the Conservation Quest today, which has been here for 6 months, and soon to be preparing for the arrival of the next exhibit, which will be It's a Nano World. And the that's going to be all about tiny, tiny things, and it's going to be a fun, interactive exhibit. So look forward to that here in a couple weeks. We also currently have a neat exhibit that's on a short-term special engagement run. It's called Castle Builder, the Castle Builder Adventure. So it's a really neat exhibit all about kind of castles and building your own castles. And it appeals to a lot of different ages, including the little ones, which is a great thing for preschoolers to come and enjoy. We have costumes. You can dress up as a knight or a princess or a queen or a king. We have Lego models of real live castles. So take a castle from Germany that's famous, and I can't remember what the name of it is.
Neuschwanstein? Yeah. That one.
And they made a Lego model of it, and you can look at it from all angles. It's really cool.
I have to see that before I leave. Really I've actually nice. Been to that castle before, so I've got to see
very
that.
Very cool, yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And then we have lots of Lego building tables for all, you know, big bricks for the little ones all the way up to the technical bricks for the older kids. So one of the other really cool features of this exhibit is a virtual interactive catapult, where you actually build a wall to protect the castle in the virtual world, and then you use the real catapult to launch a boulder and see if your wall could protect your castle. And it's a kind of a fun interactive exhibit for that. So
I can't think of a little boy on the planet that would not enjoy building a wall only so that he can go break it down.
Exactly.
With a catapult.
And it is,
and probably plenty of girls too. But
oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have that sounds like
some
fun.
Life-size Lego creations of knights and dragons and other really neat objects that are worth checking out. So it's a fun, and that's here through January 22nd. So definitely one to stop by and see, because it's not one we're going to get to see for very long. So
yep.
We also have lots of other fun things going on. Actually, this week is so well, we have the first of our Veterans First Friday. So we started this in the fall, and this will be the first of the year where every first Friday of the month we host a program for veterans. And the veterans are free to come, but this year we've kind of made it more family friendly. So veterans can bring their families, you know, for kids 10 and up, and we're going to do some fun, really kind of cool activities this coming year. But this Friday, we're going to be doing some simple metal work. So we're going to bend some metals and do some riveting and kind of cut metal and see what we can do and create on Friday, as well as another program session will be related to microcontrollers. There's a special hobbyist type of microcontroller called an Arduino, and mm-hmm. we're going to do some simple programming and hook up some cool little hardware to it and see what we can come up with. That'll be fun.
So just to be clear, we actually had a conversation with you last month or 2 months mm-hmm. ago. I don't remember now. So that program is specifically in the maker space
that is still
fairly new.
That is correct.
To the Discovery Center,
mm-hmm.
Sponsored by Raytheon.
That is right.
So that's First Fridays are for veterans, but this is something that's ongoing and other people can participate as well.
Right. So the veterans, it's targeted for veterans and their families. So bring your military ID and you're welcome. We ask that you register ahead of time, and so take a little side turn here and say you can get more information about all these programs at mindstretchingfun.org. That's our website. And
yep.
You can register for these events at that website. So for instance, if you wanted to come, if you're a veteran and you wanted to come this Friday, go to the website, register just so we know you're coming, and you can bring your kids, tell us how many folks are coming, and we'll have enough materials and we can have a great time doing that. And we would also ask you to register for the sports science stuff with the Scottish Rite folks this weekend as well.
So let's nerd out for just a second, though. The Arduinos are kind of cool.
Yeah.
What sorts of things are you going to be building with those?
Well, this will kind of be an introduction. So folks that have no experience with it, we're just kind of introduce them to the environment where you plug it into your laptop and you can do some simple code and we'll probably blink some LEDs, control some motors, but you know, basically kind of do an introduction to it. And then once we've got everybody kind of on the level playing field, then we can kind of see where it takes us. What's really cool about Makerspace and activities in the Makerspace is I always intentionally kind of make it where there's freedom to kind of explore. If you're really good at one thing and you have an interest with one avenue, we'll explore that until you get tired of that and we'll shift gears and go somewhere else. But I have some goals and some inspirations that are in place, but I also want to make there be freedom to kind of take it where you want to. So with the Arduino, once you get the basics, then we can kind of go wherever. We could turn it into, somebody may have an idea. I want a mail sensor. When there's mail in the mailbox, it alerts me at home with a tweet or something. You know, we could just, that was just right off the top of my head. Come up with something, and the Arduino can help facilitate that. So it's just a matter of immersing yourself in the technology so that you can then come up with some great ideas. So
now, if we can get the AOL guy to do the voice for the mail sensor,
exactly,
we'll be happy.
Some
of you may not remember that, but yeah,
you've got mail. They even made a movie about that.
They did.
So that's just the first, the January first Friday in the Makerspace. We have a lot of other events coming up. February and subsequent months, those are scheduled out for the rest of the year through June. I can't remember. You have to forgive me. There's so much going on.
That's but, okay. We'll get the full schedule up on this on the show notes for this post.
We have, there's one that I'm excited about. Woodworking is such an approachable thing for lots of people. It's easy to get involved and sorry, you have to forgive the noise again at the space here. But anyway, one of the things that I'm excited about is building a clock. You can go to the hobby store and buy a little guts of a clock. It's how you decorate and create the clock to display the mechanism. So we've got some ideas on how to do that. And another one, it would be related to lamps. A lamp is a very simple piece of equipment. It's just a light socket and a wire and a switch. Well, we're going to do some cool stuff with wood to make a decorative, interesting lamp.
So it should be fun.
And then, of course, we're going to fire up the laser cutter and our 3D printer. Mm-hmm. So there should be infinite possibilities with those devices. So lots of cool things on the horizon for sure. So I'm trying to think what else is going on at SciTech. We got all kinds of, there's always something interesting going on.
Because you have camps and some things like that
too, right? Thank you for the reminder. I tell you, if I didn't have my training wheels on, I'd be lost. No, we just finished some camps over the Christmas break and had a great turnout with kids and made some really cool stuff. But the 3-day weekends that kids have off for springtime, we'll have camps available. Single day camps as well as spring break. We'll have some fun things to do. And then, of course, summer is our big camp season where we're going to, personally, I'm excited about that. It's one of my favorite times of the year. We get to build some really cool stuff in the Makerspace. There's also
multi-day project types of things.
Full week long. So, things to look forward to would be a week of building go-karts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We built castles with catapults and castles, where we, at the end of the week, we have a giant epic water balloon war after we build armor out of cardboard and we make castles and then we fling water balloons at each other and it's big fun. So
I'm in.
Exactly. With the hot Texas summer, it's quite a way to finish the week. We also built, last year we built a giant bridge and we built, I'm trying to think, there's so many cool things. I think one of the showcases is the roller coaster. That's one everybody likes to talk about. In the span of a week, the kids will build a roller coaster they actually ride. And it's pretty awesome. So it's 40 feet long or so, and we use PVC pipe and wood, and then we have a little cart, and the kids climb the ladder, hop in the cart and go for a ride, and it's pretty
sounds
cool.
Like quite a project.
It is an awesome project, and always a highlight of the summer for sure.
Well, so. That sounds like fun. Well, you guys have a ton of good stuff going on this year, and I know there's going to be a whole lot more coming, so
definitely.
We will link up the website, calendar, anything we can get into the show notes to make sure that people can come find you.
Definitely.
Great activities.
And, you know, SciTech historically has always been really good with younger kids. By adding this makerspace, we now have the ability to serve middle school age kids, in you know, upper elementary and middle school kids, which is something that we haven't been able to you know, provide programming for in the past as well as we can now. And it's amazing. I had a young man last week. We were just using the hammer and saw and nails, and he said, "Man, this is awesome!" And he was a fifth grader. He was just—he'd never had that opportunity before, and he thought it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You know, so it is amazing. You know, I grew up using the tools and having experience with that, and I loved it. But you know, nowadays it's a rare thing for kids to be exposed to that, and when they are, it's like magic. It's really kind of a neat experience to see them get all fired up about it. So anyway, we have lots of cool things going on here at SciTech.
Well, good. No, keep up the good work and keep us posted on as other things evolve and come around for 2017.
Definitely. Well, I appreciate you putting up with me, you know, and
we'll have you back on. We'll keep things updated and let everybody know. Now, before we go, we're sitting around a table right now, and I'm staring at something that looks a little bit like a New Year's Eve ball. Kind of, you know, hacked together out of plastic cups and Christmas lights, right?
Exactly.
But it looks absolutely amazing. And I believe this was used in an event that you guys had here. So we're going to actually kind of finish the podcast where you guys finished off the year.
Perfect.
And you had an event that I hadn't even heard about until today. So I'm a little late to the party, so to speak.
Yeah, we had a really fun time on New Year's Eve. We called it Countdown to Noon for families. So for those that didn't want to stay up till midnight and see Mariah Carey do her wonderful performance, we had an event, family-friendly event, with lots of activities, and we culminated it at noon with my homemade globe ball, like Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve thing. You know, we dropped the ball and released a bunch of balloons, and the ball is as you describe it, it's plastic cups and Christmas lights, but they're kind of heat welded together, and it glows when you plug it in.
Awesome.
And
it's
a globe. It's just pretty kind of, I mean, it's pretty simple, but it's definitely maker. Oh yeah, definitely a maker thing. So, and just an example of the kind of fun stuff that we like to do here at SciTech.
How many people came out?
What did we say? Over 450 was the largest number of folks that we've had for this event.
It's a good turnout.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout and a big crowd.
It's a packed house, so hopefully we'll look forward to that again next year.
Definitely, definitely. Maybe we'll come up with some other really neat whiz-bang cool thing. I know we had a special event right before the Christmas break at an elementary school here recently where CoServe donated a large sum of money to help us kick off a program that we're starting today, actually, called Girl Power. And in order to celebrate the donation at the school, we set up a giant Rube Goldberg machine, which for those that don't know, is a chain reaction machine, and involved a bowling ball and a hammer, and it culminated with a big liquid nitrogen boiling over into a huge fog, like a witch's cauldron. So that was another fun event. So we're always cooking up something fun.
No shortage of fun going on here.
Oh, yeah.
So keep up the good work. And
thank you.
Thanks for everything you guys have done, and we'll look forward to seeing what else comes up for 2017.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
And let's not forget to thank Stan's Main Street for sponsoring this episode of the Frisco Podcast.